More than 60 kids and their instruments are crammed into a classroom at Florida State University Schools. Sometimes space is so tight at the charter school that the orchestra practices outside in a field. Director Stacy Chambers says the school needs another building, and she's hoping Tallahassee Representative Loran Osley can get $20 million from the legislature so she can build one on that field.
This is the elementary wing, right? So you're looking at it being on this corner. They have a courtyard, so they can enter and exit through the courtyard. They wouldn't even have to come out here. You could just fence it off.
The building is just one of more than 300 projects the Florida House members want money for, adding up to a total of $708 million. House Speaker Richard Corcoran changed the rules for the House this year by mandating all proposed one-time spending projects be filed as separate bills. Passing laws has famously been compared to making sausages, a process that can turn some people's stomachs. Corcoran says he hopes to turn a light on so-called member projects to avoid the tradition lawmakers have of adding more spending to the budget late in the appropriations process. Corcoran says the move will weed out projects he says would just waste money. But what's waste and what's vital is in the eye of the beholder.
And so what we've said all along, which is real, is that what we have in this state is a spending problem. If we could take out some of those pork barrel projects, if we can rein in and then do an assessment of what really is working, then we'll have that money to put things to where they really transform people's lives.
Representative Osley praises Corcoran for adding more transparency.
At the outset of the session, we know, you know, what projects have been requested, and they'll go through the process. What remains to be seen is how does this match up with Senate requests that don't have the same rules.
The most expensive project is sponsored by Sebring Republican Kerry Pigman. He's asking for $62 million to tear down and replace an aging high school. Meanwhile, Deltona's David Santiago's ask is $25,000 for an elementary school science lab. Pasco County Sheriff's Office also has a science-related request. It wants $4.3 million to build a statewide forensic training center. Assistant Executive Director Chase Daniels says the facility could help solve cold cases.
We believe there are over 16,000 of these cold cases in Florida that we think we could help solve, as well as also training with Dr. Kimberly, learning the latest and the greatest on forensic sciences.
Tallahassee Representative Raymond Alexander says he intends to convince the House Speaker that the more than $60 million in projects he's asking for are worth the investment.
Our focus is to laser in on our priorities and make sure that we are taking very seriously our responsibility to articulate the value of these particular projects, and that we're going to do everything necessary to ensure that we communicate that to members and get it through the process.
While the House is showing how the sausage gets made, the Senate's keeping its rules the same. It doesn't require projects to be filed as separate bills. Senate Appropriations Chairman Jack Latvala says there's different ways of achieving transparency. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.